Welcome to Compassion Bikini. This is Kim. And how are you? So, are there any listeners out there today? I have a two special guests, but unfortunately, my guest hasn't called in yet, so we're just going to wing it and see what happens. So this is my last show for this week before I head off to Kilimanjaro. And before we begin the hike of Kilimanjaro, so far I have collected more than 1,000 wishes, and 1,000 wishes for my trek up to the summit. And I realized also within this week, as I'm preparing for the trek, the most popular question is, are you ready? And that's a typical question that I always ask my clients before we go into something deep and before we go something interesting. So anyways, let's begin with the mindfulness meditation today. And this is the mindfulness meditation that I wrote for the seniors who are graduating of the class 2012. And today I was privileged to be asked as a guest speaker to come to the high school here in Ramstein. And I presented them with this letter that I wrote for them. And it goes like this. So today's mindfulness meditation is brought to you by Magical Moments. As we prepare to trek in the adventures of life, here are some of my favorite quotes to get us started. Do with what you've been given to do. Do it with compassion. Do it with good and God-like attitude. And do it well. Before any trek we get on, it's always good to be prepared, but have some room for unexpected surprises. So here are the things that you need to pack for in order to go on a trek of life. First, you need to pack a compass. Think clearly in what you want in life. Who do you want to be? Set your compass on the highest ideals from passion of the heart. You will find your way, and surely you will need to make several U-turns or maybe exit a little bit too soon. But try not to be quick to anger or a slave to time. And try not to be a master of misery during the process. Instead, embrace in the change, learn your new bearing, and recalculate. Make sure that the compass always point to true north of the highest being for the highest good. Because one will always make you joyful and the other will weaken your spirit. But have faith and be true. Next, hiking shoes. Hiking shoes are important for a trek of life. So what is your shoe size? What type of root system do you have? Be who you are, which is unique and original. Try not to wish you were somebody else or be something different. Because of your spiritual grounding, belief, your family, and your background, your history, your genetic imprints, that's what made you are special. Let these deeds and actions speak to the world. Let your words and the wisdom heal the heart. And let your past and present be the lesson of personal responsibility to do something great and something good. Next, you will find a tent, a shelter, or support. You will be on your own as you graduate and going to off to college. What is comfortable is a house, is now a tent, or a living temporary situation in a different environment, such as cold, heat, or rain. You will trade in the comfort for convenience and privilege for necessity, and your friends will now be your support group. So choose wisely, do your research, and know your space. Next, sleeping bag. Sleep is a key to good health, medicine for the good mind, and it will be your rebooting system to charge up your batteries and keep you in the game of life. Then, iPod, iPhone, or iEntertainment. There will be time when you feel stressed and defeated. Go take time in or eye time to decompress and rest, reflect, and read. Next, snack for the soul and spirit. What you feed your soul after a hard day? What food lifts up your spirit? These will be the foods that give you energy, inspiration, and motivation. Stay away from junk food, because that's all empty calories and artificial, and it will steal your happiness and health from your life and organs. Remember to journal all your experiences. A wise person sees a problem as opportunity and challenges and values the lessons that they get from it. Remember in algebra, A plus B equals C. A is attitude, B is behavior, and C is the conditions or the consequences. If your attitude is negative and anger, and your behavior is bad and fearful, then your consequences will always end up being complaints, hardship, and depression. However, if you shift your attitude from boo-hoo, why me, instead to positive, ooh, why not me, you will eternally shift your brain and your behavior to create life-transforming solutions and realizing the insurmountable strength you have from within by the spirit and strength. Then you will create the conditions of lessons and making lemons out of lemonade, and the choice of change for positive is always yours. Then you need water. Water is the elixir of life. It is important because you can die without water within 3 days, and your body is made up 90% and 70% of the brain is made up of water. There are water-infused fruit, liquid pretend to be like water, and there is junk of gunk that is not water. How many of us take water for granted or take the basic needs for granted? The greatest teacher told me the best medicine is always very simple. It exists in nature, and sometimes we like to make things more complicated than it seems. Study water. It is the flow of all life, and we all need to survive. It travels the path of least resistance, and it has the ability to nourish, heal, and bring everything back to balance. So here is a quick tip to stay hydrated. Drink water when you're stressed. Drink water when you get angry. Drink water when you are happy. Drink water when you don't feel right or really confused. Drink water if you want to be at peace with your mind and your body. Then comes to money. Money is a currency that drives us all to do things and makes our lives comfortable and provide us a vehicle to get from one place to another. If I told you that there's something more important than money, do you know what it would be? It is your breath of life. You see, your breath is a currency in your cells, the fuel for your brain, the pulse in your heart, and the purpose to your life. When we come to the world as babies, what do? We inhale the first breath. Then what happens when we die? We exhale. What do between the inhalation and the exhalation? That is a pause of om, which is the present moment of the here and now. So keep happiness, joy, health, bank happy. Illnesses and disease is when your Bitcoin goes bankrupt. Lastly, pass back. I believe with all my heart that everyone here has the ability to change the world. But do you have the passion to do it? That's the real question. If you look around here and now, some of your classmates will be the same. Some will do something great, and some will not be here when you come back. Some will face great challenges and overcome it. But there will be some, several, or maybe one, who will leap into faith and not in fear, turning all obstacles into opportunities, and be grounded with a grateful heart in hopes to bring and give you the tools to make your life better. So you see, the journey is what you create. Only you can walk on that path. You are an original piece of creation. You took the road less traveled, and because that made all the difference. I can promise you this. Do something that you're passionate about, and the money and the energy and life force will bless you abundantly. So that's the letter that I wrote for the seniors as I presented to the seniors and the class of 2012. There were about 250 seniors or so. We gathered, we shared life experiences, we played at several yoga games, and we had a competition between the boys and girls because 2012 was the year of the girls, and 2012, three Nobel Peace Prize winners were all women. They were the sheroes instead of the heroes. So I encourage all the girls to step forward, take a leap of faith, and have fun. And that's what we did today. And it was a quite memorable experience. And I realized after presenting to the senior class, it was one of my dreams and my wishes that came true when I was a senior in a class of 88. I heard of a guest speaker would come in and they would speak to the to our class and all the great keynote speakers during graduation. And my favorite part during graduation was to get the lessons of life as the seniors or the graduating class depart into a new journey. And it was quite incredible because it all came into a full circle. And I realized as I was talking on the microphone to all those young teens out there, somehow it just seems so unreal. And it's just incredible. I couldn't describe it. It just, I realized in that moment that everything I wish for, everything I dream, it was just right here, right now, in the present moment. So as some of you know, this will be my last show before I head off to Kilimanjaro. And we are packing up and getting ready to leave tomorrow. And I got some amazing wishes from all of my friends, my family, and the children who are third graders, fourth graders, and seniors, and teachers, and all of the people that I've known. And I sent out emails regarding this new trek and delivering the wishes up to the summit. And another interesting thing too was that I had a present that was given to me, and it was a little pod. Most of you probably have heard it. You put the pod in your shoes and you walk up or down, and every step that you take, it counts your step. So one of the exercise physiologists called me in and saying, hey, you know, Kim, I have this pod, so maybe you should see if you could find out how many steps does it take from the base all the way to the summit, and how far does one travel to reach to the mountaintop. And as I'm waiting for more wishes to come in, I'm counting up the number of wishes and the number the steps that it took me to get to the top. So I'm a little bit nervous about the hike because I just am. I feel like I'm not really prepared, but I'm going with the flow and having a lot of faith. So anyways, so that's been interesting. And I just realized that all the USA, you guys have Spring Forward. So probably my guests from America think we're going to be logged on another hour or so. So all right, so I guess I'm on my own. It's always interesting. So let's turn this obstacle into opportunity. What else should we talk about? So, yes, if you want to call in and have a chat with me, I really appreciate it. The number is 347-637-3220. And the number is 347-637-3220. So, let's see. Okay, so some of the wishes that came in were quite incredible, and I would like to share with you some of the wishes that the kids wrote, my friends wrote, and part of the wishes that I was hoping to carry, it needs to be somewhat positive, and it's not like, oh, I wish someone would, you know, something bad. So the wishes has to be positive, and it has to come from a place of prayer. So one of the most memorable wish that I have from my little girl was, I think she's in third grader, was that I wish that all the children in Africa would have plenty of fresh water and food to drink every day. And a little boy wrote, I wish all the children in Africa, especially in the poorest rural country, that they find their mommy and daddy, and I guess the kids were talking about the orphanage of the kids in Africa, that they would find their mommy and daddy. And I think she's an orphan, so she was blessed with a great mommy and daddy, and now she wished it back. And then another one is just the prayer of love and compassion and healing for all the people who for all the people from their heart and their kindness of wishing peace for the world, wishing the society and all the wars in Africa would come down and just bring more happiness and peace. So I have I'm just so honored that I basically I was just getting the wishes, and I was just counting up the number of wishes that there are, and some were helping the group and bring the war and safety for all citizens, and some were a prayer for me. So with all those who are listening, I really appreciate, and with the deepest gratitude, thank you for praying for me. I will need every prayer I can get as I tread my own fear of hiking up the mountain and walking in these hiking boots from zero elevation all the way up to 18,000 feet. So I estimated it will probably take 25,000 footsteps or so, you know, hopefully assuming that. So we'll see how per prayer or per wish, how many steps will come about. Oh my goodness, somebody is on the phone. Hello.
Hello. Hello there, Kim. How are you?
Good. Who is this?
This is Jerry from the FSB Crew Show.
Hi, Jerry. You know, we just to let you know, we have like 6 minutes left, right?
Okay.
So, and you are my only guest. So I just, you know, just to let you know, Jerry, it's been really interesting talking to myself on air. Never had that experience before, but didn't really know what to make of it, but I tried to make the best, and I just looked, and I was like, all right, there is
a caller.
Yay.
I have a question for you, Kim. When are you going to start on this trek, and how long will it take you from zero elevation to 18,000 feet?
I'm leaving tomorrow, and we will fly into Tanzania, and then from there we repack again and just bring a carry-on, and we will start, I believe, on Friday. And from Friday, it's about 7 to 8 days to go up. So they said it's going to take about 6 days to get to the summit and 1 day to come down.
How many of you are going on this trek? And what's the age group?
The age group is around late 30s and early 40s. And there are, I think, 8 of us now. And all of them are single except for yours truly.
So, okay. And what do your kids and your husband think about this?
My husband thought I'm a little bit crazy because normally I'm a camper, but I'm a luxury camper. You know, like I kind of like to hang out, and they go off. My boys and my husband would go off on the hike, and I would just kind of just hang out, you know,
right,
with
right.
The fireplace with a nice lazy chair. And but no. Now I'm doing the whole rugged thing, and I think he's a little bit speechless, so he just basically look and just shake his head and it's like, okay.
Well, you know, so. what have you done to get in shape for this? Because this is a pretty physical undertaking.
I just do yoga, Jerry.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But you know what's really interesting? I'm glad you asked that question because I also teach at the yoga studio. And one of the people who work at the physio balance, it's like a physical therapy, they said, you climbing Kilimanjaro. I didn't know yoga people, you know, climb Kilimanjaro. Usually they're just, you know, they do yoga. But usually it's all the active athletes. Or downhill skier, like extreme sport kind of people do this. So I'm trying to break the mold
okay.
and be something different. So, yeah. So it'll be real interesting.
Yeah, that's going to be real interesting. Are you planning to take some pictures? Are you going to be able to take pictures and or videos or whatever?
Yes, I will bring my camera. I have 16 gigs, so I hope that's enough, and five sets of charged batteries. So, because we won't be able to have, you know, if the battery runs out, then that's it. There's no place for us to recharge until we descend. So.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, I'll be thinking about you. I'll keep you in your prayers because that's a very big undertaking for anybody at any age. And I'll be thinking about you and saying a prayer for you, too.
Thank you. So are you going to send me any of your prayers and wishes so I could carry it up there, or are you just going to send me through the ethers?
Say that again. I'm sorry, Kim.
Oh, so are you going to send me any of the your prayers and wishes for me to carry, or are you just going to just send the prayers, you know, through via space?
The latter.
Okay. So, quick question. Did we win the bet against Victor?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, we had a bet against our friend Victor, and I chose the right team. Thank you. So we won.
Yes,
I have
some
money coming in. I'm so excited. That would be 45 euros. Mr. Victor, if you're listening, I'm ready to collect. Wow. And then also for Victor, too, I think he's going into, I guess he's going to surgery this coming Thursday.
Yes.
So I wish him a lot of luck, and I missed him, and I would wish him a lot of luck. And if you're listening, our prayers will be with you. So, and I'll be thinking of you as I trek up the mountain. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us tonight on Tuesday. And, Jerry, I really, really appreciate that you calling me at the very end and ask me some questions so I don't feel so alone. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Not a problem. I just, like I said, I just wanted to call you, and one of the key things I wanted to call you about was to wish you well on this out-of-the-box trek that you're going to do.
Yes.
Yes.
It's definitely out of the box. So, ladies and gentlemen, and I guess I will talk to you in April as we're going to start it back again in April. So, thank you. Have a very, very good night.
Take care,
Jerry.
Kim.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.